This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that the U.S. shall respond after a drone strike by an Iran-backed group killed three U.S. troops and injured dozens more in Jordan on Sunday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that story.
In an interview with ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos, Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown says the military has been trying to contain the attacks from Iranian-backed militants.
As I provide advice and we think about the approach we take, we want to ensure that we take away capability while we protect our forces, at the same time not have this brought into a much wider conflict.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said, "We will take all necessary actions to defend the United States, our troops, and our interests." Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Ukrainian officials say they uncovered massive military fraud in a scheme that saw tens of millions of dollars exchanged for weapons that never materialized. Details from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
The Security Service of Ukraine, or SBU, announced it charged five people with embezzling some $40 million meant by 100,000 mortar shells. The money changed hands. The weapons never came. Rooting out corruption was and remains a key pillar in Ukraine's bid to join NATO and the EU, with officials from both groups demanding Kyiv address internal fraud. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
North Korean state media say that leader Kim Jong-un has supervised test firings of new cruise missiles designed to be launched from submarines and also reviewed efforts to build a nuclear-powered submarine. The reports say those activities came as Kim reiterated his goal of building a nuclear-armed navy to counter what he portrays as a growing external threat. This is VOA News. U.S. House Republicans reached two articles of impeachment they're pursuing against the U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security with a committee vote expected on Tuesday. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In a rare move to oust a cabinet member over policy disagreements, Republican lawmakers contend Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors from what they call a willful and systemic refusal to comply with the law on immigration. This move comes as Mayorkas is negotiating with Republican lawmakers over a border security bill that links in aid to Ukraine, which President Biden is seeking.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
Former President Trump says the White House has bungled the border security bill.
It's designed to continue the invasion of America while sending billions of dollars to Ukraine and other countries.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
French farmers are putting pressure on their government to respond to their demands as they gear up for a tractor protest. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia explains what's happening.
The French Interior Ministry has ordered a large deployment of security around Paris as two large farmers' unions plan to use their tractors to block all major roads. They aim to put Paris under siege. French farmers are demanding for better pay, less red tape, and protection against cheap imports. The order came hours after climate activists hurled soup at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa painting at the Louvre Museum and shouted slogans advocating for a sustainable food system. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal visited a farm in central France, recognizing the tough spot farmers face when people demand quality but push for lower prices. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
China's growingly assertive posture in the South China Sea and escalating violence in Myanmar are topping the agenda for Southeast Asian diplomats meeting in Laos. The gathering that began Monday is the first high-level meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations since Laos took over the rotating chairmanship. The diplomats for the 10-member nations with a combined population of nearly 650 million and GDP of more than 3 trillion will work to strategize on issues of regional peace, security, and stability. They were also discussing economic cooperation and other issues under the year's theme of enhancing connectivity and resilience. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.